Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Chuck, you tell a story in your book about someone you considered to be a master intimidator when you were doing pastoral ministry. And you tell about how someone suggested to you that maybe you should get to know a little bit about their story. Talk a little bit about that experience for you.
Yeah, that was an important moment. A friend of mine was aware of the hard time that I was having dealing with this particular person. I was in a clinical internship at the time, and every time I'd leave my appointment with this person, I'd say, you know what, he's just a mess. He'll never grow. He'll never change. And she came to me at one point and said something to the effect of, well, have you ever considered that he has a story? And I said, no, I just considered that he's annoying and he's hard to be with. And she said, well, why don't you employ a bit of curiosity and wonder a bit about why he's become the kind of person that he has become today. We all have a story. I knew that in my head, but it dropped down into my heart at that point. When it was sort of that aha moment that you mentioned earlier, when it dawned on me, I can be curious. I can be curious about this man. It's just not what I'm experiencing in the room. There might be a story that is filled with pain or doubt or disappointment that I just don't know about yet. And it changed my whole relationship with this man. He experienced me as less defensive or antagonistic as his therapist in those early counseling sessions, and we began to connect at a deeper level.
Well, and it seems like that concept of thinking first about they may have a story too, they may have been going through something difficult,
right.
That
right.
is not a natural reaction that comes to right. many of us.
That's right. No, that's right. I mean, our default is to be reactive and not reflective. We're learning about this, by the way, in the world of interpersonal neurobiology, that we live out of our amygdala, our reptilian brain. We're reactive people. So we sort of respond out of fear sometimes instead of stepping back and saying, well, what's really going on here? Am I being attacked? Or is this person just sort of living out of a narrative that he's always lived out of? And I have an opportunity now to maybe be someone different, not just do something different, but be someone different in his life. And so it's this profound privilege that I have as a therapist, as a pastor, as a professor, to sit with people and be that kind of different person that they can experience. So, and in those moments, I mean, I think you probably know this, people's defenses go way down and they begin to feel safe and we can really begin to connect.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.